I'm speaking to somebody today who feels like I'm in a plot hole right now, not knowing how this will make sense and pretty sure that it never will. He just walked out on me. He did not explain it, and I did not deserve to be abandoned like that. To be in that kind of moment in your life, it does not satisfy to give spiritual sucralose to say to you in those moments, smile, everything's going to be okay. God's got your back. Because while it may be a plot twist, I experience it as a whole. When you're living in it, it doesn't feel like a twist because it hasn't turned around just yet. Who am I preaching to today? Added to the trauma that they are still recovering from of watching, watch this, the innocent one be treated as a criminal. To us, that's a plot twist because we understand that we were criminals treated as innocent ones. He was an innocent one treated as a criminal. To us, that's a twist. To them, it was a whole. To them, it was the end. To them, the cross meant the end of his mission. And yet, what they saw as the end of the mission, from his perspective, was really its fulfillment. I wonder, could that be true of some of the things that you're going through in your life right now, too? That these apostles who are waiting for the Holy Spirit, let's talk about waiting for the Holy Spirit. You don't have to do that. He already came. Now imagine this. Jesus is not here anymore, and neither is the Spirit that he said is coming. Put yourself in that position. And this is what's real crazy about it. You want to talk about a plot hole? A plot hole when something happens that's just completely random and ridiculous. A plot hole when something happens that you completely don't expect and it doesn't make sense. All right, let me show you how little sense this makes. And maybe this will encourage you for your own situation today. In Acts chapter 1 that I just read you, the Bible says something that if you don't trust the author of this story, you might even think this is a plot hole. You might stop reading the Bible because it says, for said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms. If you've been reading your Bible up to this point, we have seen Peter. I don't mean to bring up his lowest moment. When Jesus was being crucified, he was cussing. So we have seen Peter cussing while Christ was being crucified. Now, this guy who was cussing while Christ was being crucified is quoting not only the Bible, but the most beautiful book of the Bible, the book of Psalms. That's almost a plot hole that somebody could be cussing one moment and quoting Psalms the next moment. But won't God do it? I said, won't God do it? Because it can go the other way too. Some of you who are singing real beautiful songs in church today, let's see when the traffic hits tomorrow. Are you still quoting the Lord is good? I sought the Lord and he hurry up. That's a plot hole right there. Christians that don't act like Christians. And sinners that start acting like saints. Yeah. You could change. You could change. You can change. You can change. That's what I heard when I said, for it is written in the book of Psalms, said Peter. I was like, oh, if the one who was cussing can start quoting the scriptures, then there is hope for everybody I'm going to preach to today. Then I don't care if you're watching this in prison. I don't care if you're watching this addicted. I don't care if you're trying to reach for a pill while I'm preaching. This powerful grace of Almighty God can twist the plot and lift you up out of your pit. That's what I'm talking about. That's who I'm praising. The plot twister, the page turner, who I can be cussing one minute and preaching the next. Get ready for a revolution in your life. Your kids might shock you yet. Your kid might not even have graduated high school, and they might end up doing a TED Talk that people who are professors at Harvard end up watching on YouTube. This is a twist. Tell somebody it's a twist. It's a twist. From cussing to quoting, it's a twist. From sorrow and mourning to the oil of gladness and joy, it's the twist. Now, some people twist the truth, but sometimes the truth will twist you. And that's why Jesus said to Peter before he left the earth to send the precious Holy Spirit after you have turned back. After you have turned back. He hadn't even messed up yet. The Lord was predicting the comeback before the fall even occurred. How's that make you feel? How's that make you feel about your failure? Now you ought to feel a little bit better about your future. Because God saw your failure from the future. And he's still with you in it. We got to go quicker than this, y'all. We're on the first verse of the same passage I preached last week. But I think that if I can show you this, you really understand the heart of it for the moments in your life that feel like a plot hole. Now, I was thinking about several categories. I was thinking about how a plot hole is not only when somebody drives the car through the glass and they act like it never happened. It's not only the event. It's when the individual does something that's completely out of character like this in the text. And so that could mean for you that you were doing so good and then hit a setback. You were sober so long, and then one night, one business trip. That could mean for you that you thought that people who treated people with kindness received kindness in return, and you didn't. And you really should have known better, because Christians follow Christ, and he gave nothing but good and received evil in return, and returned kindness and grace for evil. But even though it's easy for us to see that in the story of Jesus, it is so hard to see that in the story of you. Please tell your neighbor so they're not confused. I'm not Jesus. So it's not easy for me to believe this stuff when I'm living in it. You're living in a twist, but it feels like a hole. You're living in a new beginning, but it feels like the ending. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. I think that was a song from the 90s. I'm not sure who I just ripped off with that quote, but it felt anointed when I said it, so I said it and I let it fly. Yeah. It's closing time. That's what it is. That's what it is. I remember it. Don't copyright strike me. And he said, watch this. He said two scriptures from the book of Psalms. Now, he's reaching back to go forward. I want you to understand that. Sometimes I have to reach back to go forward. He reaches all the way back to David. And he quotes something that David said in Psalm 69. That's the first thing. Psalm 69, 25. David is talking about someone who took over the throne, but they didn't have the rightful place. And David said, may his place be deserted. Let there be no one to dwell in it. So in other words, he's saying, get the wrong people out of the right places. And how many want God to do that in your life? I don't want the wrong best friends. I don't want the wrong boyfriend. I don't want the wrong confidants. I don't want the wrong enemies in my mind. I don't want to be pushing people away from me that God is trying to send to me to help me. So now Peter has a plot hole. I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit. I am a failure because of my lack of courage at the moment of his crucifixion. But he starts quoting scripture and applying it to his life. Watch, not just one scripture. Look at the second one. And may another take his place of leadership. They're talking about Judas. But see, David wasn't talking about Judas. David was talking about something totally different. This is from Psalm... oh, shoot. Is it 109? Verse 8? Something like that. Please pray for me that that's the right psalm up there. It's round about there, right about Psalm 10 something other, right there on the one in verse. It's in there somewhere. How many of y'all use that approach to the Bible? It's in there somewhere. I know it's in there somewhere. Well, Peter didn't have to say, it's in there somewhere. He had read some things. This is not, it's on the surface, it kind of looks like Peter is doing, did y'all ever hear the old preacher story about the guy who he needed God to help him make a decision? So he said, all right, Lord, I'm just going to flip my Bible open. And the first thing it lands on, I'm going to point and I'm going to do it. So he flipped his Bible open and pointed. And the scripture that his finger landed on said, Judas went and hanged himself. He said, oh, Lord, let me turn the page, try another one. And he did it again. And it said, go thou and do likewise. And he said, well, I'm going to try one more time. Whatever thou doest, do it quickly. And so he closed the Bible. He said, that don't work. And it seemed like Peter, is just trying scriptures like, well, this one psalm says, let it deserve, let no one be a dweller, may another take his place of leadership. No, no, no. This is a very systematic student you're watching here. Don't get it twisted about Peter. These psalms were actually known as psalms that referred to the righteous sufferer, Jesus Christ. So not only were they pointing to Jesus, but they were pointing to Peter's situation too. And I need you to know that God has a back then word for whatever is your right now situation. Yeah. And may another take his place of leadership. So he's saying, Lord, I need you to not only move the wrong stuff out. How many need God to move some clutter out of your life in this season? Some wrong thoughts, some wrong paradigms, some dirty habits, some nasty thoughts, some things that are keeping you bound and in chains and you smell like what you've been through and you need a change of clothes. So not only is Peter saying, take all of that away, but he's also saying, put in what needs to be put in. Put in what needs to be put in. Let another take his place of leadership. Put in what needs to be put in. And that's exactly what's about to happen on the day of Pentecost. God is about to put in exactly what needs to be put in. And what they need is not human resources. And what they need is not just to have a nice, pleasant time about it. And what they need is not for Judas to have never betrayed Jesus. Stop revising the way you wish it would have went in your mind. It didn't go that way. What they need is the power of the Holy Spirit. What I need, say it out loud. What I need is the power of the Holy Spirit. What I need is the presence of the Holy Spirit. What I need is the plan. I felt God on that one. I need the plan of the Holy Spirit. And this is where it gets very interesting in your life, because it is amazing that Peter knew what was necessary. I'm going to spend a few minutes on this word necessary. I need God to show me in this season of my life what is necessary. Where it is necessary for me to spend my time, where it is necessary for me to put my money, where it is necessary for me to invest in relationships that will be fruitful. And I don't just mean that people are supposed to always be helping me. Show me who I'm supposed to help. Y'all don't like that one as much. Show me who to be a blessing to. Show me who to convert the bitterness of my regret into the wisdom of experience so that somebody else never has to hurt like I had to hurt. I need to know what's necessary.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.